All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. And I got an email here, and to prove it, you can hear it, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt about it. By the way, if you'd like to email us, you can go to conwayandwhitman.com. That's conwayandwhitman.com.
Yeah, and we are two guys who are not afraid to read our emails.
We're two guys who check our email box. Went wild.
Yeah, this is a long email, but essentially what it says, I'm not going to read the whole thing. Mm-hmm. This guy in Northridge emails me. Mm-hmm. And he must have been drunk because it came in at 2:42 a.m.
Well, again, some people do have kind of adjusted schedules where they work.
Don't you think anytime you get an email at 2:42, somebody's buzzed?
That's all of Brian's emails.
By the way, a good idea is to maybe type out the emails, save them, and then when the light of day hits you, review them, and then if still deemed appropriate, send.
Yeah. And I do that more than anybody. You know, I send drunk emails. But this email comes from a guy in Northridge, and he says that he's a black belt, right?
Oh, in karate?
I believe him. I mean, you know, I have no reason to not believe the guy. And he says he has two kids, two sons, and they're also black belts.
So that's three black belts.
Yeah, and mom. But so the 13-year-old's a black belt and the 9-year-old's a black belt. And he says he's pretty sure that the 9-year-old black belt could kick your ass.
Well, again, you know, I have become a target I've been threatened with violence again. I mean, this is not the first time this has happened.
Right.
I'm getting oddly comfortable with this. a 9-year-old black belt could kick my ass?
Right. And he said he'd like to set it up for like a remote where you guys go into like a ring or wherever, you know, you karate chop in. And the guy can, the 9-year-old can kick your ass. Now, I can't tell you how many people would show up to see that.
Well, you know, Tim, to be honest with you, I mean, you know, if I really opened up a can of whoop ass on this 9-year-old, that would be against, you know, my gut, my heart says, you know, I shouldn't be violent, especially to a child. I mean, that, you know, it's a terrible thing to do. But if threatened, if in a ring, and if backed into a corner by some black belted 9-year-old karate chopping kid from Northridge, I might have to rely on my animal instincts and my real solid right to put this kid to just push back the threat. I'd also request that if we were going to do this in some sort of exhibition style setup, that I have some sort of protective gear like a helmet or.
He couldn't reach your head.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, some of these martial artists, you know, they get air. I mean, this kid maybe jumps.
Please.
And kicks. I would not.
To sign a waiver too. But there's no real winning for you.
I mean, if you lose.
And if you kick the kid's ass, they're like, well, wait, you kicked the 9-year-old's ass. Who cares?
Well, being threatened and fighting off that threat and really taking on this 9-year-old or, you know, and really showing him who's boss, considering the threat, that would be a victory. I mean, if I took this kid, and that's what I would do, I would go for the slam first. I mean, again, I would want to wear protective gear, but I'm going to insist that I have a protective helmet, and you're going to have to make arrangements.
You have to have like a cup or something, because you might definitely need that wiener.
The cup, and also some oversized gloves maybe to use to punch with. But I would go straight for this kid, and I'd slam him. I mean,
Now you're talking tough. But here's how I see it. We're out in Northridge in some gym, and they announced this kid coming into the ring, and his father's following him, and his brother's following him, his whole family. And here's the kid coming into the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, 9-year-old Joshua Evans out of Northridge, California, black belt, and two-time champion in third grade. Tonight takes on Brian Whitman. Brian Whitman, 225 pounds. Out of New York City. Worked for Scott Hamilton. Rick Dees.
He's recognized. Worldwide.
You come into that Barry Manilow music, man.
Well, you would see. It would frighten. It's an intimidating tune.
You got your pink shorts on.
You can imagine this. Imagine, honestly, and I want you to just focus for a moment. And Randy Wang, I want you to have your hand on the play button. Imagine for a moment the intimidation and the outright fear in the belly of a nine-year-old when he looks down the ring walkway and sees my bald head, my pink shorts, my protective crotch gear, my helmet, my gloves, and here's this. For a moment, Tim. Come on.
And you're doing flips in the ring.
All right. You, of course, every email, every...
Brian Butterball Whitman.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is recognized worldwide as the Butterball.
All right. Let's take a few calls here. If you have a young child who is a black belt, even like a nine-year-old, is a nine-year-old capable of kicking a 35-year-old's ass, even though the 35-year-old has never worked out and is, from what we can understand and certainly observe, in very poor physical shape to be in a ring.
Excuse me for just a moment. I would for the
Jerry,
record,
please.
For the record, would like to correct the falsehood that I've never worked out. In 1990.
Wow.
I was very active in the gym. I had a membership and paid the monthly fee and got in there about 3 days a week and, you know, rode the bike and did a lot of cardiovascular working out. So I'm right there going to set the record straight because I don't want to send the message to these 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds out there that I'm some sort of pushover or that they're going to get me in the ring and it's going to be an easy, a notch in the W column.
All right.
I'm a fighter.
Here are the phone numbers, gang. Can a nine-year-old kick Brian Whitman's ass? 520-9710. I don't know. I've never seen a nine-year-old who has a black belt. I don't know how fast they are. I don't know how quick they are. I don't know how strong they are.
And my friend, have you ever seen me fight?
I have not, but I'd like to see that. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, did you see the sketch? I think it was The Flying Circus. What is that? Monty Python.
Mm.
I think it was a Monty Python sketch. And it was a guy who was the world champ. And he was a big guy, had a big muscular build. He's
right.
Probably about 6'2". And he was going to fight an 8-year-old girl. An 8-year-old girl was going to fight him for the world heavyweight champ.
Right.
Champion belt, right? Mm-hmm. So they show shots of the 8-year-old working out, running, you know, eating raw eggs, lifting weights, shadow boxing. And then they always cut back to this guy, and he's on the couch, and he's, you know, smoking a cigarette, and he's eating potato chips. And then they cut back to her. She's working out. He's, drinking beer. He's drunk. She's working out. He's, eating more fast food. And then they go into the ring, and they dance around for a while. And he takes the first pop, and he hits her and kills her. Knocks her right into the fifth row, and she's dead. You ever see that sketch?
I have not, but I would like to after that description. It's very funny.
It's pretty funny.
Well, that's what I would be, you know, I would also, you know, I would want any 9-year-olds who, you know, think they're going to get up in my grill,
right,
you know, on this program to know, and also I would like their parents to know, since these are minors, that I would prepare, I would prep for the fight, and I'm a very easygoing, for lack of a better term, kind of soft guy.
All right.
But when threatened,
I know, dude, you're gonna kick ass. Jose in Winnetka, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
How's it going, guys?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, man, yeah, I got a nephew, this guy, that's 8 years old. I'm 19, and he's black belt. Oh, you know, we set it up to where they're like, yeah, this guy could whoop you. I'm like, nah, kid ain't going to whoop me. And then turns out this guy whooped me, man. No lie.
And you're a black belt?
I'm not. I'm just, you know, just a regular guy.
How big are you?
I'm 5'8". I'm like 100 and maybe 180-something.
Yeah, you're not Whitman, man.
Well, excuse me. The black belt was 8 years old?
8 years old. Eight or nine.
And how did he fight you? I mean, did he karate chop you? Did he hit you in the balls?
Yeah, I'm not lying. Nah, he didn't do any of those cheap shots, but kids jumping around, butterfly kicked me over the head, you know. By that time, I'm like, what's going on? And
all right, then.
I mean, I went at him. And
no reason to not believe you, buddy. We thank you for calling. Let's talk
I don't want to boast. I mean, I don't know that one butterfly kick to the back of the head is going to take me to the canvas, Tim.
I don't think so. I think that, you know, he goes for the butterfly kick, and you just snap him in half. Lucy in Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi. I do want to confirm that, unfortunately, yes, you will be beaten by a 9-year-old.
Is that right?
Yes, because my husband, he owns a karate school. And I actually went and watched the session. Yeah, definitely. I was actually scared of the little
4-year-old. Wow. All right. Well, we thank you for calling. I'm not sure a 4-year-old can do any damage.
I think somebody karate chopped her phone.
Yeah. Somebody's got. He's putting too much money in the school, and not enough in that cell phone service.
I think someone butterfly kicked her phone.
Rick in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 Free FM. A 9-year-old black belt takes on Whitman. Who wins?
I think all you have to do is just slap that little 9-year-old boy down, and he'll go down real quick.
See, that's what I'm thinking, and that would be my strategy.
But how would you feel kicking the 9-year-old's ass, Brian?
Well, I didn't bring this fight on. I mean, this is an emailer from his father,
right,
who is calling me out. I mean, so again, let the record show, I'm not picking a fight with a 9-year-old. But if I'm threatened, and if the suggestion to the audience is that a 9-year-old could kick my ass, well, then let's get in the ring. And
I think we should do is we should dress you up like SpongeBob SquarePants. And then SpongeBob kicks the 9-year-old's ass.
You know what? I'm going to take
this. That would be great.
I would take this fight really seriously, and I'll go so far as to say this. My strategy. I'll give air to my strategy. To use brute force.
Can you put on a wig on and fight him as Donald Trump?
You know what? All right, let's go. Come on, you little pussy. Here we go.
with a big hairpiece.
All right, let's
go. No, but it's brute force. Here's the strategy. 220 pounds of...
You might just eat him.
I would just go at him and grab him with both hands. He might be chopping away, but...
I'm betting on the 9-year-old.
You're always against me. You're always against me.
That's not true, dude. I think the 9-year-old could do some damage, and if he hurts you quick, he's got you.
I'm resilient, Tim. You suggest that, you know, if I got, you know, again, you know, one butterfly kick to the back of the head, or if he landed one shot, that I would, you know, fold like a house of cards or some sort of cheap suit. That's not the case. I'm resilient.
All right, let's talk to Jim in San Dumas. Jim, you're on 97.
It's San Dumas.
Please, Rick, I'm in the middle of a sentence. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, Tim, you're absolutely correct. If that 9-year-old got in there quick, they can do damage, and I've seen it happen. It's my son was in martial arts, and I see these 8-year-old, 9-year-old black belts already. And they're quick, they're fast, they know how to avoid the punches. So that's where... Their quickness is what's going to be the downfall.
Right, but wouldn't you show up if we did this at the Commerce Casino? Wouldn't you show up to see it?
Oh, hell yes. Absolutely, because...
You see Brian in those big pink trunks, and he's coming into the ring and with some Barry Manilow song. The spotlight's on him, and then wacko, that 9-year-old gets a shot, and he's down, and then smothers Whitman.
Well, again, I would think, you know, the caller talks about the fast-moving hands and feet of, you know, of an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old. Don't you understand that at 220, 35 years old, I could just snap his little arm. I mean, I could just go for his little
arm.
But
you'll never catch him, dude. You don't have the quickness of him.
Get out of here. It would be my first move out of the corner of the ring.
All right, real quickly, Ross on the 60 freeway. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, I know that little 9-year-old could take you. My son's he's a red belt, and he's 9.
And you think he can take Whitman?
Well, my son maybe, but the black belt I know would be able to.
Sir, because, with all due respect, I could take your son.
Hey, by the way, we gotta get that as a soundbite.
No, I mean the man is bragging.
Sir,
about,
with all due respect, I could take your son.
Yeah, he's boasting about his son. I could get in the ring, and again,
man on the planet.
Once you hear the sound of the bell, Tim,
right.
It's no more Mr. Nice
Guy.
We
gotta take a break here. Emily is coming in. Sexwithemily.com is her website. And a little hot talk in the 9-10 p.m. hour. Look at that.
Yeah,
them.
Man. I like it when the show turns sexual.
There you go. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we are live at 97.1 Free FM.